Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dub Knight. I usually begin with the audio, but I'm going to leave it here. When I do things in my life or hang around with people, I try to make sure that based on bad experiences and bad places where I live, past, present, and for hopefully for the future, I don't deal with socially or in any way with insane criminals or insane people. What I mean is that people, you know, who are criminals and who are con artists and who do things that goes against the laws of the state I live in, which is California, you know, who hurt people, who don't know how to mind their business, you know, as I said before, people who don't know how to mind their business, no matter if you know them or not, in my opinion, either had a mental illness or they're a criminal. They're an evil person, that's period. And I'm dealing with a combination of both. My home, I lived in for a long time. And I have some dangerous person who keeps coming over here thinking that he's saying I lived here 2005. You know, they can, it doesn't bother me when they say it because they're delusional, or if they're trying to press my buttons, acting like a child after all this time. They were saying this in the last 20 years. I have no interest. I know where they're from. They're from Vos in Van Nuys. Lived in Vos and Van Nuys in a little apartment for 1 year to 2 years, 2002, 2004. This is correct. And I do not know these individuals. They're psychopaths, they're cocaine addicts, they're mentally ill who sit on their ass and get into my business simply because I want to get a home. And they keep coming over here after decade, 2 decades, you know, that I you know, the response to that is that some people say they cannot believe, or, you know, that I went through that. They don't believe it, or that's a really acutely deranged situation, and it is. It's a deranged situation, but it is the truth. You can't move on from 17, 18 years. You got to be sick in the head, especially if I don't know them. You want their own home, get off their black or Latin white ass on that street or in my building and move on. Buy their own home. There's lots of options, but they won't do it. The option I was told is to file restraining orders. I'm trying to get a restraining order. I consider this person who says the wrong, who don't even know me and says the wrong gear to be pretty insane, crazy, and possibly a criminal, and I do believe that they're dangerous. Listen, if you got a mental problem, don't come over here to my home. And then they bizarrely come outside, gossip, say they got permission from the board to look at my home. They know board member can look at someone's home. I told the board about this craziness, but the board said that, you know, whatever, I was told, you know, to take it to the police and so on. Yes, I have to take it to the police if someone is criminally insane. There is the PEPS team, which deals with the criminally insane people, these people who can't move on for 17, 18 years or who don't want me to live next door to them currently. They got mental problems and they're dangerous. They don't know the difference between right or wrong. They have, in my opinion, if they're doing this for 20 years, they are uncivilized and they don't have the capacity to understand reality. They can't, especially if someone who they don't know. I don't know them. I lived there 1 year, 2 year. That was it. I was not living over there 2005. If you keep repeating it, you must be a very psychotic, dangerous person, or psychotic. You can believe in your delusion all you want. This person belongs in the mental hospital or prison. As I said before, these individuals have criminal records. I know they do. If they're doing something this crazy, criminal records, they've been in mental hospitals before. Two, they have a drug or alcohol dependency. Three, and they have some diagnosis. I don't deal with people like that.
They're dangerous. Do you think I'm going to deal with somebody like that?
My stance is I was told by somebody who's wise to ignore this shit. And I ignore it, but I'm just concerned about why is the building, why is this person still walking up the streets, saying things that don't pertain to reality, coming up to my home thinking they have a right to trespass, and I did not give permission, make up stories and say, oh, I'm sensitive. I don't want to hear that. If you want to act like a child, you got to be insane and crazy and dangerous, especially someone you don't know. Do a rational person go up to someone I didn't know and stalk them for 17, 18 years or say lies that they don't own the home or something? No. A crazy person would do that. Insane person. That's exactly why I do not want to work with mentally ill people. As I said before, because of the bad experience I experienced with these criminally insane people as a career. As for socially, I cannot deal with somebody who's not aware of reality. I need to deal with people who are aware of reality and follow laws. Now, they have problems with religion, my religion or life, something. There are laws, some of these people do. They are laws against discrimination in the state of California. Okay, they need to accept it. This is not, one of them think it's, Los Angeles has never been a conservative place. It never will. If you was in Los Angeles, you still would be dealing with, this is about the most liberal place on the planet, especially Los Angeles. So I don't understand the reality, okay? They have to have laws and something to lock these people up. Some of these people that I'm dealing with are so deranged that it's just impossible for me to even talk about it anymore. You know, they don't know boundaries, so get off their ass if they don't own a home. You had 18 years to think about it. Get off your ass. Go to school. Move on. Go move to another city. There's lots of people to meet. If you don't know me, you don't know me. Now, for people who do know me or did know me, I'm going to bring that up. I don't deal with somebody who I don't know who comes over being nosy. And these people I don't. So, I mean, if I knew somebody in my past, like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and come around, that's crazy too. That's insane. That's like a stranger. The way we deal with people, if we deal with them directly, we don't go behind people's back and make up things that don't pertain to reality. We deal with people directly. If they don't want us around them, then we move on. That's how I deal with it. I mean, it's no excuse for obsession or someone to continue to come over and violate the law and say things that don't pertain to reality. They need a psychiatrist to get these people in the hospital. The outside says, 2005, I don't own my home. I'm pertaining to me. Something is wrong with this person. I hope they can get them in a psychiatrist. Because when you let a psychotic person keep mumbling around, something bad and crazy can happen. You know, it's true that people who are mentally ill can be dangerous if they're not on medication or if they're out of touch with reality. And that is the truth. There were several incidents where people have been killed, robbed, etc., because of someone's psychosis or delusions. And then the response I get from some people around me say, oh, that ain't true. What I say, they discount what I say. Well, a lot of people do the same thing because they can't believe something that's so bizarre and so crazy. And I, you know, they show, where's the proof? And I'm like taking pictures of these people and so on. I had to deal with the police. And I just wanted to make sure that I tell the truth. I would never make up stories. I don't have no delusions myself. I don't want to deal with anybody in my personal life who's not aware of reality and can't mind their business. Because if you can't mind your business, you got some mental problem, crazy, and it's no joke. Especially if you're doing it 17, 18, 20 years, you got a psychotic, you're deranged. You can buy, they can move on, they can go to school, they can be a lot of things. You can't tell people what to do. And you can't be prejudiced against somebody or attack somebody, target somebody from inside, make up targeting somebody you don't know. They don't know me. So I'm going to go up to somebody I see in the neighborhood and start harassing them because I don't like what they're doing. That's crazy. It is true about the stereotype that some mentally ill people are dangerous, and these people fit that stereotype. And it's true about what stalkers, these obsessed people, they know how to cover up and know how to fool and con people, too. People don't want to believe the obvious truth. They believe in false things and things that turn into something really bad happen. You know, it's hard to believe the truth. I was looking at the stories about Nicole Brown Simpson and O.J. Simpson. Nobody believed she told people. And some people either knew it or they didn't want to get involved. They didn't believe O.J. did all that. Extreme version. But that's exactly what someone who with a diagnosis who on medication or who's criminal is, will do. So I'm trying to be careful what I say, because what I say when I bring this on podcast, the analysis of what people said, they said they think it's too serious, you should tell the police, you should do restraining. I'm tired of restraining orders, and I'm tired of calling to the police, okay? But I have to. I have to go to the police. These people need mental psychiatric help. This is no laughing matter. And whether people believe me or not, I don't care. Because if I bring it out and continuously see what I see, as long as I'm telling the truth, it's the right thing. Because bringing it out could protect someone's life. My life. So I don't want to deal with no nosy people. Because they may be mentally ill, dangerous, and something wrong with them. Especially somebody who don't know, who I don't know. I'm not their acquaintance or never been a friend, and they're coming up saying things that don't pertain to reality or saying, oh, do I own them? They got to be a dangerous person or say that I gave permission to peep. I don't want to bring up those years of allegations about 4 years because there's no proof of this. But if there is, it's illegal. If they are living on the street, go find someplace else to live. There's lots of places. Find a room. Okay. While I'm going to say that most people with diagnoses are not dangerous, I'm talking about the ones who commit crimes or who have diagnoses. Okay, that's why. And don't undermine their business. Okay. There's lots of ways, options. We had to deal with people like that. They are homeless people. These people are homeless, okay? And there are people who simply out here who exhibit characteristics that require some intervention. There's boundaries and laws and rules to keep us check and protect every one of us. Unfortunately, you know, there were very famous people like Rebecca Schaefer, Dominique Dunn, and others who were victims of crazy, deranged stalkers. Lots of them. But they're not just celebrities. It's regular people like you and me. So it's important that they bring this out. For all of us can be protected. Well, we can be around people, regular acting people who not mind their business, if they're a neighbor or not. Keep to themselves and deal with people, because I want people to deal with me directly. I don't want them going behind my back with someone I don't know or who I used to live 20 years ago or whatever come over here or someone next door currently say, oh, I don't like this, blah, 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 blah. That's crazy. Basic common sense and protection to prevent any future heinous crime, because that happens when people turn the other way. We shouldn't turn the other way. We deal with people by dealing with them directly. If we got a problem, and then if we don't, then we move on. That's how you deal with people. You deal with people in society, you tell it like it is or whatever, and then everything is resolved. We don't go behind somebody's back or come over to somebody while you don't know and say things that don't make sense or say things that don't pertain, that's not the truth. But that person, I don't care personally if that person say 2005, because that's a lie. actually, it's a delusion because they've been saying it for years. They don't know how to count or whatever, or think it's a joke. So they got a mental illness, something. They're sick, and I don't care. Basic common sense. Basic common sense. We don't have no basic common sense methods. I'll go up to somebody I don't know and try to harass them, or like, why this happened to me. You gotta be uncivilized. It requires mental health intervention or some cop. They have some drug, alcohol dependency or something. It's not, don't put it on me. That's dangerous. Drug and alcohol combined with a mental illness can be very deadly, especially with somebody else's past. I don't hang around with somebody who has did something, you know, ex-con or somebody in and out of jail. I don't hang around with people like that. I don't hang around with, or want to deal with somebody who don't know how to mind their business. They got some problem, mental problem. I don't hang out with people on the dark side. I hang out with people who are good, and I have to be good too. People on the dark side cannot hang out with somebody who's good or common sense. And this is no laughing matter. This is no joke. Good day, good night from Dove Night.